We scrambled out, lined up with men from the other buses, and were counted off into groups of about 60. Several trucks rolled by carrying work parties of men still in boot camp or who had finished recently. All looked at us with knowing grins and jeered, "You'll be sorry." This was the standard unofficial greeting extended to all recruits. Shortly after we debussed, a corporal walked over to my group. He yelled, "Platoon, T-hut, right, haste, forward, hot, double time, hot." He ran us up and down the streets for what seemed hours, and finally to a double line of huts that would house us for a time. We were breathless. He didn't even seem to be breathing hard. "Platoon, hot, right, haste." He put his hands on his hips and looked us over contemptuously. "You people are stupid," he bellowed. From then on, he tried to prove it every moment of every day. "My name is Corporal Daugherty. I'm your drill instructor. This is Platoon 984. If any of you idiots think you don't need to follow my orders, just step right out here and I'll beat your ass right now. Your soul may belong to Jesus, but your ass belongs to the Marines. You people are recruits. You're not Marines. You may not have what it takes to be Marines." No one dared move, hardly even to breathe. We were all humbled because there was no doubt the DI meant exactly what he said. Corporal Daugherty wasn't a large man by any standard. He stood about 5 feet 10 inches, probably weighed around 160 pounds, and was muscular with a protruding chest and flat stomach. He had thin lips, a ruddy complexion, and was probably as Irish as his name. From his accent, I judged him to be a New Englander, maybe from Boston. His eyes were the coldest, meanest green I ever saw. He glared at us like a wolf whose first and foremost desire was to tear us limb from limb. He gave me the impression that the only reason he didn't do so was that the Marine Corps wanted to use us for cannon fodder to absorb Japanese bullets and shrapnel, so genuine Marines could be spared to capture Japanese positions. That Corporal Daugherty was tough and hard as nails, none of us ever doubted. Most Marines recall how loudly their DIs yelled at them, but Daugherty didn't yell very loudly. Instead, he shouted in an icy, menacing manner that sent cold chills through us. We believed that if he didn't scare us to death, the Japs couldn't kill us. He was always immaculate, and his uniform fitted him as if the finest tailor had made it for him. His posture was erect, and his bearing reflected military precision.